We are back here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM, again previewing the high school football season. Chris Moore, the head football coach of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders, joining us here today. And, Coach, appreciate you joining us. Always good to catch up with you. It seems like it's been a while.
Yeah, Jeff, good to hear from you again.
You guys come off a great year last year, 7-1 overall, end up falling in the playoffs, but what a fantastic season last year, Coach. I know some people probably look at what you graduated and say, oh, what kind of a year are they going to have, but you look at what you guys got coming back, all the skill position guys, some names that people are going to know up front. So what are your thoughts on this season right now overall?
Yeah, last year, great regular season, really disappointing loss in the playoffs at home, and just had a great group of seniors last year that we graduated, a lot of our beef up front. But like you said, yeah, we have all our skill guys coming back, starting with Tanner Oswald, a quarterback, Gabe and Easton in the backfield for us. Then we got Lance and Preston. That's all a lot of action last year at the receiver and running back position for us, too. With those guys coming back, we have a great nucleus to build around in. And then we just got to find three guys that can fill in on the offensive line for us.
Is there good excitement around practices and around the offseason this year?
Yeah, we've had a great first week of practice. We had a lot of energy, and the kids, from day one of practice, the helmet strapped on and really have worked hard.
With the way last season ended, did that kind of push the guys into the offseason with a certain hunger?
I sure hope so. All the kids react different, but myself and the rest of the coaching staff, we need to reevaluate what we're doing and do a better job preparing. So we've worked on that in this off season, changing things up, and just make sure we have all our T's crossed and I's dotted and we're ready to go.
Coach, now you say change things up. Are you guys tweaking anything you do on either side of the ball?
No, we're going to run the ball. That's what we build off of. And then, things we need to tweak is our passing game, obviously. We haven't been very proficient in that in the past years. And, that's something we're striving to get better at.
How do you feel like that's gone so far?
It's still a work in progress. But, the old cliche, just work to get better every day. And the kids are doing that. And we just keep moving forward.
What are some of the things that you guys have focused on this summer to get ready for the season?
Better communicators. That we do a great job of explaining the why. Why we're running a certain play, a certain formation, what we're looking for, keys. Just so, the more knowledge the kids have, what we're looking at and what we want, the better that will be.
What are you concerned about coming into the year? Is there any certain areas that you guys feel like going to have to build on as the season goes on?
Just replacing linemen up front. I think, championships and, the great seasons that we've had have been built around that offensive line and defensive line that we've had. So, we just need to give those kids they're going to be all new positions, kids there, Raiden Doty, Mason Culberson, and Jacob Strada right now on the offensive line that we're looking at, getting them coached up and ready to go to play at the varsity level.
Do you feel like you're going to have some depth there or be able to build that?
We have 21 kids out, and so we'll be asking a lot of kids, be able to play multiple positions. As far as depth, we don't have a ton of depth, but we have a lot of kids that are pretty versatile that can play all over the field. So, that's an advantage I think we have.
Backfield and skill position, guys, as you mentioned, all back, that's got to be a strength. What other strengths do you feel like you'll have this year coming into the season?
Just some good senior leadership. Preston and Tanner, Gabe, Easton, Clark Severs, Peyton Betts. This is their fourth year in the program, so I'm going to lean on them to carry us.
This seems to me from the outside like a team that's going to have quite a bit of speed this year.
Yeah, that's been a focus of mine and Coach Johnson, my assistant coach, and he runs a strength program, is just becoming, a quicker team and building that speed. A lot of our workouts that we've been doing has been based around that.
Coach, you kind of went through who you're looking at to start on the offensive side of the ball. Let's flip things over to the defensive side of the ball here real quick. Probably a lot of the same names, but let's start with the D-line and the linebackers. Who's got maybe some spots solidified? Who are some kids that are still fighting in some areas where people are still fighting for spots?
Yeah, we're looking at on the defensive line, Lance Clayburg and Gabe Obert playing the D-end. Positioned, use their speed to our advantage to create a lot of havoc in the backfield. And then linebackers, we got Raiden Doty, Jake Mastrada, Preston McAllister, Peyton Betts, Clark Severs, and then a freshman, Wyatt Oswald, looking at playing time at the linebacker position. And then defensive backs is Tanner Oswald, Easton Hayes, and then Amarian Floyd, a sophomore that moved in late last year, has a lot of speed and sees the field really well for us.
Coach, you guys have prided yourself on being physical. This sounds like another physical group coming through.
You know, the kids, we talk about wanting to be relentless, max effort all the time. Those are, you know, standards that we have and things that the kids buy into.
Special teams have been good for you guys over the years. You got a guy like Gabe Obert you can put back for punt and kick return. He's one of those guys that can take it to the house anytime he touches the ball. Are you pretty comfortable with how special teams will look?
You know, you got Gabe, you got Easton, you got Omarion. They give us different looks back there. Just good athletes with good overall speed that can do some damage. And then as far as the kickers for us, Tanner Oswald at punter, Jacob Strada will be doing handling the kickoffs and PATs. And those two guys have really taken a sense of pride in those jobs and have been working hard to getting better. You know, Jacob's striving to get that ball in the end zone every time. And Tanner just gives a lot of options back there punting. Obviously, he's our quarterback, and then he's got a great leg, too.
You guys get to open the season on a Saturday this year, the 28th of August. In case everybody hasn't heard, you're taking on Glidden Rolston down at Valley. Kind of a neat story on how that developed. Let us know how that came about and how excited you guys are to get an opportunity to play down at Valley.
Yeah, just started out through a text message to a former player, alumni, Ross Bauer, that works down at Valley. He's a freshman basketball coach and then helps out with the athletic department supervising the stadium and stuff. It was a picture of Valley Stadium, and he was supervising one a freshman game, I think. And I said something to the lines that it'd be cool to play there someday or something like that. And he kind of just took that and ran with that and kind of got it lined up. And we were planning on already doing it last year, and we're going to play Moravian down there. And then COVID hit, so we weren't able to pick our non-district games. And so that fizzled out there. And then this year it came around, and we got our district schedule, our opponents, and for our district. And Glidden Rolston wasn't in there. And we knew we had a chance to, you know, pick our non-district games. And obviously, we need to keep that rivalry going with Glidden Rolston. So, and with Cole Corson being a CRB alum, I threw the idea of playing that game in Valley. And they agreed to that. And again, Ross Bauer has been doing a lot of legwork. He's found some spray chalk paint to move the field in, portable goalposts, and he's really hyped the game up. He's got the Valley High School pep band set up to play at halftime and learning the school fight songs. And he's got the National Guard lined up to shoot off cannon when touchdowns are scored. So it's going to be a really neat event for kids to play in and then the fans to partake in too.
And, Coach, we're looking forward to being down there and broadcasting that game that night. That's going to be a lot of fun. You mentioned getting to play Glidden in the non-conference. How do you like your non-conference schedule? And then how do you like the conference schedule? And how do you feel like the conference or the district looks this year?
The non-district games, we open up week one and week two with that, with Glidden. And then Woodward Academy, which didn't have them listed, so I'm not sure how we ended up with them. But, yeah, you never know what Woodward will have. And then for the district, I feel our district is loaded again, like it has for the last several years. Definitely a lot of the teams in our district have really strong senior classes. You know, I think of, you know, Audubon and Cam, you know, Speaker and Smith and the rest of those guys have all been playing since they were sophomores, just like our seniors have been playing since sophomores. You know, you throw Wes Harrison in there, really strong athletic kids over there. So, and then Woodbine, they've, you know, really turned that program around over there. And at least we don't have to see a prior anymore, but they still have strong seniors there. So it's going to be tough week in and week out for our district games.
How do you feel like you guys fit into the mix? You got a shot to contend for that district title again this year?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I feel right there at the top of the district with Audubon and Cam. Definitely, I feel two heavy favorites. And, you know, we're just going to battle each week, and hopefully we're in that top three, you know, is our goal, other than winning the whole thing. You know, so the top three get in the playoffs. So, you know, that's what we're shooting for.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today. Wish you the best of luck in the upcoming season, and looking forward to getting to chat with you every week again this year.
Yeah, Jeff, I appreciate what you do for all the area teams. This is great coverage. And it's fun to talk about the kids. And so thank you again, and go CRB.
You bet. Head Coach Chris Mora again with the Coon Rapids Bears Crusaders, back with the more of our football preview show. That's coming up here on KCIM.